Mm-hmm. I'm going to pack them in something moist, like, I don't know, shredded paper or sawdust or something.
Okay.
And not, you know, soaking wet, but the moisture content like you would have from a wrung-out sponge, that moisture. And then I'm going to pack them. I'm not going to put them in plastic, maybe. I'll try, I don't know, cardboard or, I don't know. We'll see how that works out. And then I'm going to stick them maybe in my root cellar again, somewhere where it's cool and it doesn't freeze. So we'll see. But, you know, if you're ever wondering, you can quickly just, you know, Google canna root and see what they say. There's a lot of information out there, and every plant has its, you know, requirements. So it's always good to check it out.
Do you think it would be normal to give them a little sprinkle one or two times through the winter, maybe two?
Well, it's always good to check the moisture content for sure. One of the things sometimes that happens to our things in our root cellars is maybe our storage area is dry, and the key to storing things in a root cellar is a high humidity content, lots of moisture. So it's always good to keep checking in on those things that we've stored away for the winter to see if there's a mold problem or if it's a drying problem. So not to just toss them in there and walk away, but to keep checking on that.
Okay.